This is 89.1 WEMU, and welcome to our weekly exploration of equity and opportunity in Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and everything has been different over the last year. Each one of us has gone through some level of difficulty, so have businesses and nonprofits. Leadership is vitally important in navigating through the pandemic and economic hardships it's causing, and that's what we're going to talk about today. Our guest is David Gruner. David is executive coach and principal at Career Directions. He's been coaching leaders in government, universities, and nonprofits for 25 years and is primarily focused on Washtenaw County nonprofit executive directors, their leadership teams, and team leaders. Thank you for making time today, David. I appreciate it.
You know, you're welcome. Pleasure to be here.
It's been just over a year since COVID-19's first case was found in the U.S. We know the dramatic toll it's taken on both public health and the economy. How has it impacted the nonprofits that you've been working with?
Everything is more challenging. You know, the image I often use with executive directors is a storm. They're in a continual storm. They're getting pulled in every which direction. There's more people they're serving. They can't serve all the people who are coming, who need the service, and it breaks your heart to see that. It's very painful for the staff and others to have people waiting outside, and you have limited staff. The staff is stressed. And with COVID, how do you keep the culture connected with each other and really support each other when you're not able to even be in the same room?
So how has the pandemic changed what and how you teach and coach?
More individual time with executive directors to just absorb what's happening, to process all of the demands upon them, make really hard decisions of where do we focus and what needs do we not attend to. And you know, the executive directors, they have very few opportunities to really sit and think through and strategize. And then their staff just need so much attention now just to stay on track with their roles.
And I'm glad you've touched on it a couple of times now. And right there, mental health and work environment, it is so important. But we know the pandemic has brought us to a whole new level of awareness about that. In trying to ensure the best for a nonprofit team that very often is working remotely and doesn't see each other, do you have to take the top-down approach? Those at the top have to set the tone?
Well, that's one way to do it. And there are times when the top-down is needed in an urgent situation. But overall, you really want to distribute the leadership. And that's what a lot of them are leaning more and more toward, where they're asking staff to step up more, be more accountable, make decisions where it used to be the executive directors or the leadership team only would be making those decisions. They don't have a choice now. They have to develop their people. People who could move into leadership at some point because they need much more leadership now than ever before.
Washtenaw United continues on 89.1 WEMU, and we're talking with David Gruner. He's an executive coach and principal at the Ann Arbor-based Career Directions. Now, long before we had to deal with the pandemic, David, our country operated in a bubble of systemic racism. For four centuries, there's been oppression, unequal opportunity, and segregation in a variety of forms and manners. We see that at the top of our nonprofit community as well. There is a real lack of executive directors who are black or brown. Do you feel a responsibility to address that at Career Directions?
Well, actually, many of the nonprofits I'm working with are asking me to do more coaching with people of color at all levels in the organization. And they're recruiting many more people of color. So whether it's in small groups or individually with the coaching I'm doing, many more people of color. And something you see in nonprofits actually more than in most organizations. As far as the executive directors go, yes, they are having me work with high potential people who they want to move up.
it has been pervasive through our society to take the first question as, what's in it for me? We've all asked that at some point of ourselves. When a nonprofit asks the question as an organization, what do you tell them about the importance of building with diversity and equal opportunity in mind?
The understanding of the communities they're working with, people who've been there, get it, and not only understanding the clients they're working with in the community, but other staff. There are many, many people of color in these nonprofits. And just the bringing other views, other perspectives, it's more live sense of the community we're dealing with and the needs of the community and developing our people. That's what a lot of them are shifting more and more toward, and that's not easy.
I want to follow further down that path of team building. This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking leadership and executive coach and principal at Career Directions, David Gruner. When you're doing a leadership assessment, David, with a nonprofit, one of the things you look at is emotional intelligence. How vital is that to the success of building a team organization, and why?
Because all of us have tendencies to get reactive. We act too intensely at times, especially when we're stressed. People are stressed. Staff are stressed in nonprofits continuously for long periods, depending on what's happening in the community. And we know with COVID, it's harder. So the level of overwhelm is really high, and that's where our emotional intelligence gets tested. And so more and more, my work is helping people process their feelings, really understanding what they're experiencing, seeing where they're acting too intensely, and practicing new behaviors to balance that. And all of us need that when we're stressed to some extent. And these people they're in a continual storm, especially during this COVID period.
And, of course, being able to effectively communicate that between team members becomes vitally important. Understanding it and being able to communicate it are two different things.
Yeah, that's right. That's why there's more and more two-way feedback happening now in organizations. That's why other new kinds of decision-making is happening in nonprofits, where people are having to have truth conversations with each other about our reactivity, about what we're really observing, and being able to express our needs to each other in ways that we may not have known how to do before.
So as we go through the process of building a team that works well together, communicates well, and ultimately serves the greater purpose, that's obviously easier said than done. What do you tell clients about looking beyond resume and going beyond a person on paper to a person of character and ethic in building that team?
Yeah. We learn it from each other. We learn it from being around small teams, larger teams that are having real vulnerable conversations about what are we really here for and what's our real role to play. And continuing to remember what our intentions are for our unit, for our role, for how we talk with each other in ways where our best comes out when we're stressed and pulled toward just getting things done rather than the partnering that's needed, supporting each other, giving each other extra space when needed to express how difficult things are. All of that happens, the learning happens from each other. And teams are more and more evolving into teams where we take care of each other, we give each other real feedback, we tell each other the truth of what we're experiencing. It takes vulnerability, it takes a lot of trust. And the executive directors and senior leaders are building that into the kind of meetings we have more and more.
You made it through 2020 with your clients. What is your expectation for 2021 and beyond in the nonprofit sector for Washtenaw County?
I see many of these organizations are stronger in ways than they've been before because they've been through this. People have been really tested. They've had to deal with families, and many of them have children at home. Leaders have, you know, so many needs to deal with, and they've learned more and more how to balance that. Kind of like a soldier who's been through a war period, and they come home seasoned in a way that they never would have been before. So in one sense, more prepared for what's going to come. Yeah.
I'd like to thank you for the perspective and the insights today, David. I appreciate it.
You're very welcome.
That is David Gruner. He is executive coach and principal at Career Directions in Ann Arbor and our guest on Washtenaw United. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the United Way of Washtenaw County and is heard every Monday. For more information on today's topic and to access the Washtenaw United Archive, visit WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.